Who am I,
you ask? How did a white star become an infamous red star killer? Gather round and listen, and I'll tell ya. My story begins long ago in Spain, way back in the year 1488. Great forefather, poor peasant named Alejandro Estrella, was cursed all those years ago by a Jew who infiltrated the Colombian conquest and wanted Alejandro's shekels before he sailed west. Sancho thought he could walk all over him, so imagine his fury when he stood up to him.
We won't be tricked by your so-called equality that puts you on the top and forsakes our own sovereignty.
You can still hear the Caic tantrum to this day, screaming cause for the first time he didn't get his way, so he retaliated the only way he knew he could, by cursing me, my family, and my livelihood.
I wish your descendant of 25 generations would have a star head and lose his great expectations.
It's just like a Caic to curse one's child, and that Caic's name, Aaron Mordecai Rothschild, who knew little Spanish but still ruined my life, took it all away cause my forefather chose to fight. But then, in the very darkest hour, the stars descended, and with all their power, incinerated the Jews who sought my life, punished them for the evil they wrought that night, and from that point my hate and power were released. It ain't pretty in the very least, but it's benevola. It's a hell of a historia. Alejandro warned the king and queen of the menace, but they were too busy with incest to kill their presence, and so they let the Jews reproduce like rabbits, and Jewry was reinstated. Nice one, faggots. Fast forward to the 60s, on the island of Cuba. There I was, an aristocrat, rolling in moolah. The star head prophecy loomed over us, and soon, our livelihoods the Jews stole from us. 14 years and 88 days. At that age is when it was all set to blaze. Our fortune we earned with an honest day's work, burned to the ground. It's how the Jews always work. From the raging inferno I alone escaped, found Casa Grande to Castro, his mother I raped. Commie-ass Jew shill deserved it. Destroyed Cuban prosperity while we fought to preserve it. The wealth of his mansion I knew was unearned, funded by tyranny. As the workers' homes burn, infidel wouldn't torture me himself, so he jailed me and let the Jews torture me themselves. Mouth and nose peeled, my head carved into a star, my wounds congealed, and I feared I would starve. In chemicals they doused me, paling my skin. In the jailhouse I feared my short life would end. But then, in the very darkest hour, the stars descended, and with all their power, incinerated the Jews who sought my life, punished them for the evil they wrought that night. And from that point my hate and power were released. It ain't pretty in the very least, but it's benevola. It's a hell of a historia.
My son, forgive me for letting the Caic slip. Celestial powers of nature to you I shall give. Now head north, you must eradicate communism. Adios, my son, hail National Socialism.
So I flew from Cuba to Miami, Florida, searching for my cousins and for the fight against communism. Still, as far as the US had come, I knew more still had to be done. I know now what I didn't back then, of the eternal Jews' works, and the lost masculinity of the white man. It was, and still is, a long and hard battle to be fought. Yet despite it all, I'm still me, Esteban Estrella, the one and only Starman. Invincible. And we still have time to eradicate communism and Judaism in one fell swoop.